welcome to Too Much Rock podcast number 457. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track from The Beths. That's a band from Auckland, New Zealand. The song I played was called Uptown Girl. It's on the band's new album, Future Me Hates Me, which came out today, August 10th, on Car Park Records. That band mixes a lot of different things that I really enjoy, and, well, shockingly, it's an album I really enjoy. I bet you can find that online, stream it, see if it's something that you're into as well. I bet it will be. I've got music for you this week. That's why you're here. So we'll play some. We're going to visit with our friends Duck and Cover. This song is called Gather Your Strength. Welcome back to Too Much Rock Podcast number 457. We ended that set there with a band called Don't Sleep. The track is called Bring the Light, and it is the title track of the band's four-song EP that came out earlier this year, I think in February, on Reaper Records. If you recognize that voice, well, we're probably friends. That is the voice of Dave Smalley, formerly of All or Down by Law, or most importantly to me at least, Dag Nasty. I only have one band tattoo on me, and it is a Dag Nasty tattoo, and he was a very, very big part of that. So I'm very happy to find that band exists, and hope that they make it out this way at some point. Before that, we heard from Out of Controller from Halifax, Nova Scotia. The song is called You'll Get Yours, and it's on a four-song EP called No Echo, which came out January of this year on Jarama 45 RPM Records. We played something from that label not long ago, and it was really good as well. So a lot of that kind of, I don't know, a little punky, a little power pop, a little rock and roll, who knows what they call it, but that's where I want to live. And that's where I plan to die. And then we start that set off with Duck and Cover, another band that lives in that world. The song is called Gather Your Strength, and it's on the band's first album, which came out in 2014 on Suspool Records, which I think might have been their own label at that time. I played them last week, their new album, but I found out that my favorite song on the new album was actually on the original album that I didn't have, so I had to go pick it up, and, well, that's how the podcast works. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. We're going to slow things down a little bit, get a little bit cuter here. This is The Smittens with the song Winter is Finally Here.
Oh, I drink and twirl and smile and croon. I pretend not to notice, and I hardly ever do. The corpse of that dream was buried with you. I'm always her, the only girl. Touch up my makeup for any of you. Wake up singing songs in the sun. All alone and with everyone. I'm always her, the only girl in the room. One of the boys with boots and tattoos. One of the
Where I visit with old friends and play new bands. A lot of old friends this week. That is Heidi Lynn Gluck with the song Only Girl in the Room. That is the title track of her debut solo EP that came out back in 2015 on Lotus Pool Records. Something I picked up after seeing Heidi play a release show for her Too Much Rock 7-inch last week at Mills Records. She played a number of those tracks, and they sounded so very good. I had to go back and pick up that EP, realizing that I didn't have it, and wondered where those tracks came from, and, well, there we go. Before that, we heard from the Smittens from Burlington, Vermont, a band that I have loved for so long. That song is called Winter is Finally Here. It's on the band's new album, City Rock Dove, which came out last week, August 3rd, on FICA Recordings. Good to have them back. Hopefully, we'll see them on the road, because it's been a very long time, ever since I lived in New England, that I saw them. So, anyway, I'm about out of time, so let's wrap things up. I need to remind you that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 457. I have been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at Sid Much Rock. Look at the concert calendar. A lot of things happening tonight. The Adolescents, or some incarnation of them, are playing tonight, August 10th at the Right Room. Or you can go to Blackout Fest at the Bottleneck in Lawrence tonight. Uncouth is playing that, Black Heart Saviors, and a bunch of other punk bands. Looking forward, the 16th, Smashing Pumpkins are playing at the Sprint Center. I think those tickets are getting cheaper and cheaper and cheaper. Not selling well, but everyone says it's a good tour. I was never a fan, but you might be, so check it out. On the 17th, teeth. Life and Times is playing at the Record Bar. On the 24th, Emmeline Twist is playing a album release party at Record Bar. We'll have something from their new album on next week's podcast. That same night, Abigail Williams is bringing the black metal to the Riot Room. On the 25th, John Vanderslice has a secret house show in Lawrence. If you need more information, reach out to me directly. Red Kate has a show that night at the Replay, and that is the night Salty is kicking off their tour playing at the Mini Bar in Kansas City. The 29th is the Molochs playing at the Voltaire. Played them on the podcast a couple weeks ago. And just peeking a bit into September, we've got No Vacation coming to the Bottleneck on the 2nd. On the 11th, you've got your choice of Gary Numan at the Madrid, Exploited at the Riot Room. 13th, Shonen Knife playing at the Riot Room. And 14th, have some options with Lupe Fiasco at the Truman. Or, Sona is playing a release party at the Replay. More on that later. We'll have something new from them soon. Or Gene Loves Jezebel is playing at the Riot Room. And that could be interesting too, if you want to relive your days of yore, and your days of yore happen to be the same as mine. No new concerts posted on the website, which is sad, but I've got two of them that should be up real soon. Photos and my thoughts and video of the Thelma and the Sleaze show. And I think I've got photos of, some other show that I went to. I go to a lot of shows. Did you know that? Anyway, let's wrap things up. Not enough time here to play. I got a track from Katie Ellen, a band I saw live a few weeks ago. And they've got a brand new EP that I didn't even know existed. And I wondered where some of these songs came from. And this is where they came from. The EP is called Still Life, and it came out July 20th on Lauren Records, a cute little label that I don't hear enough about. But every time I hear about them, I enjoy it. So kudos to Lauren Records. The song I play is called Adaptation of Para Todos, which this song, I think they ended their set with it. It's kind of expansive, moves into a little weird post-rock territory, which is weird for them, not that it's weird intrinsically. But I really like it. I really like them stretched out, and maybe you will too. So relax and float off with this one. This is Katie Ellen with the track Adaptation of Para Todos. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.